Welcome to day 17 of lockdown in the UK, where the sun is shining, spring is in full blast, and it is Maundy Thursday today in Holy Week, which apparently was when Jesus was said to wash the feet of his disciples. And where fittingly, exactly this time last year, I was at the Extinction Rebellion March in London, where the priests were offering to wash people's feet, including mine. My name is Emma Marnie.
And my name is Clarissa Vorfeld, and welcome to day 25 of lockdown in Switzerland, where we have news that our lockdown has been extended until April the 26th, while Wuhan's ends today. But the latest figures show the curve is flattening and hospital admissions are going down, so there is light at the end of that tunnel. So don't forget that because of the border with Italy, Switzerland became very quickly one of the countries most affected by the coronavirus, with more than 22,500 positive tests and over 850 deaths to date in a population of only 8.5 million.
And so what you're saying by extended until April the 26th, you mean hopefully it's going to be lifted after that?
Yes, the newspapers today report that we will carry on with our food shops only open, gatherings of no more than five people, and dog walking and exercise outings only. And after that, the first openings of some of the commercial businesses will start after the 26th. If the flattened curve continues like this, we can hope to have the first loosenings of the restrictions and the start of a return to normal life.
Well, that is fantastic. And I know that you've got some serious organisations in Geneva. You've mentioned the World Health Organization there and the UN, but aren't CERN doing their bit for COVID-19 as well?
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. CERN, of course, the Center for European Nuclear Research, is where the Large Hadron Collider is located, where the World Wide Web was invented by Tim Berners-Lee. Yes, there are three mentions of them today in the news. Currently, staff at CERN, and when I say staff, I mean the most genius particle physicists on a sort of Newtonian Einstein level, are manufacturing 3D printed masks, so masks that come out of a 3D printer, and face shields for local emergency response departments. They're also offering up very high performance computing resources. Imagine how powerful the computers are at CERN, where the LHC is based. To epidemiologists, I think everyone has trouble with that word, and virologists searching for a COVID-19 vaccine so they can run models and algorithms. And third, they are working on a quick-to-make ventilator because CERN's particle physicists believe that systems they currently use to regulate gas flows in the particle detector, so in the Large Hadron Collider, could be modified to make a ventilator for patients who are in the recovery phase in hospital, which would free up those main ventilators for the intensive cases.
Oh, that is fantastic. I have to say, there's also, I'm sure we had something in the news today about, aren't the Swiss helping out with something to do with testing as well in the UK?
Absolutely. One, you see, remember that Switzerland has an enormous biotech business sector in its industrial divisions. And there's a Swiss medical diagnostics company called Quotient that has said today it's ready to ship high capacity machines that can run more than 30 million clinically accurate coronavirus antibody tests this year. And they were working on this test for a while another purpose. And so they have quickly adapted it to test for coronavirus antibodies. And each machine can conduct 3,000 tests a day. So that really would be the way forward to get out of lockdown all over Europe.
Oh, that is fantastic news. I mean, I have to say here, we've been sort of focused on a lot more smaller issues, particularly after the British Veterinary Association stupidly suggested that cats should stay indoors as well. They had to retract the comment because their website crashed and all cat owners in the UK started to get very worried. In fact, it went all the way up to 10 Downing Street to clarify with Larry the Downing Street cat and Palmerston, the foreign secretary cat, and they were both doorstepped until it was clarified to say it's only if the owners themselves have COVID-19 the cats stay inside.
That is a typical story right out of Britain. Although that would be good for all the birds and small insects if cats were locked away for a while. How many cats are there in the UK anyway? Do you know that?
There are 10 million cats, and I was talking to Isabella Tree of the Wilding book fame yesterday, and she was saying what a good thing it would be if the cats were stuck indoors, because how many birds would be saved daily if 10 million cats were locked up?
Well, that might help the poor birds recover some of their breeds. Did you know that the Queen's broadcast on Sunday was a big hit with the French, by the way? Nearly 2.35 million French people across the channel were watching her. That's nearly 9% of the French viewing public.
I didn't even know the French cared about it. I thought the Entente Cordiale was well over since Brexit.
Well, I did too, but apparently The Crown, it's all Netflix The Crown, thanks to that, has introduced the royals, or La Famille Royale Britannique, to a whole new younger audience.
Good. Well, I hope they'll donate something to the charity for the song We'll Meet Again, which she mentioned, because apparently Dame Vera Lynn, who is over 100, will be singing it with Catherine Jenkins, the Welsh warbler. After interest in it has peaked after her mention of it in the Queen's speech.
Oh, that is a wonderful idea, because it is. It's so meaningful, particularly for a lot of older people in this country. I mean, it really resonates enormously. And that can add to the biggest single sum given so far to coronavirus relief. $1 billion from, guess who? Jack Dorsey of Twitter. More than a quarter of his wealth, apparently. My God, that's generous.
Good. It's good to see the billionaires pulling out their checkbooks. We need it. And next week, we'll be speaking again to Katie Emk of the charity Find Cell Work to find out whether the $750 million bailout for charities that was announced yesterday by the Chancellor will be helpful. And also what's going on in prisons after she updated us on day 2 or 3.
Well, talking of prison, did you see the amazing Syrian refugees in Switzerland? I read about this today, who set up the volunteer delivery scheme to provide food to the vulnerable and elderly during lockdown. They are refugees who've arrived in Switzerland in the previous 3 or 4 years. And one of them, Shadi Shadeh, who's from Damascus, said that they had all had years of experience themselves of living with danger and uncertainty. And so, in quotes, he said, "We're in a better position to understand that there is a crisis now and how best to help."
So what are they going to do exactly?
Well, he called out to his group of refugee friends who are all here legally as refugees under the Swiss government authority. And they put up flyers in apartment blocks. Most of these are young single men, put up flyers in apartment blocks and supermarkets. And the flyers said, "We're a group of 26 Syrian refugees in Switzerland, ready to help you stay at home by doing your shopping for you." And they follow all the Swiss rules. They wash their hands thoroughly, wear protective gloves, disinfect shopping bags, observe a minimum distance, of course, and limit their social chat.
Cool. And weren't you telling me earlier that the reason why your lockdown's coming up earlier is because the Swiss are so good?
I was telling you that. I mean, the Swiss, it won't be much of a surprise, are rule-loving, law-abiding, and they have an awful lot of functionaries sweeping the streets and telling you not to walk your dog off the lead. So they do like rules and regulations. But in an environment like this, that puts them in a very good position, because during the lockdown, and we've had some very, very warm weather, I think I mentioned last week that the the mobile telephone provider, Swisscom, with the permission of the population, passes data to the federal government every day. And there you can see where clusters of mobile phones are gathering. And apparently, over this warm weather period and during these weekends where people are likely to get together, they have been incredibly well behaved and never more than five people gathering in the same place.
Oh, okay. Well, we've sort of got some good news about sort of councils that can't follow the rules, and they're not cutting all of our hedgerows, which again is apparently very good for the wildflowers, and we're due for a bumper year.
Great.
700 species of wildflowers, including some that I've never heard of, like bee orchids and harebells, are going to be growing on the UK's 30,000 miles of verges because nobody's cutting them.
Gosh.
And the charity Plant Life is kind of offering guidelines, sort of capitalising on this, telling the councils to do the cut in August rather than the end of March, as they do traditionally, because that will actually help these wildflowers to continue.
Oh, that is good news. And what else is there? What's going on?
Well, there's another, and as I said yesterday, all these nature stories are coming through, I think as much because there isn't very much news. But the twiat shad, which is a very old species of fish, whose numbers have dwindled to 15,000 because of all these weirs that were built along the Severn, they're coming back after 170 years with the help of something called fish bypasses.
They're for roads, aren't they?
Yes, but then instead of them being a bypass around a road, they built them to go round four weirs so that they can open up 158 miles of river for rare fish, including salmon, eel and lamprey.
God, I don't even know what a lamprey is. That sounds really good. Amazing how nature regenerates so fast. So what are your plans for this Easter weekend? Who have you got at home?
Well, there'll be the usual five of us, husband, teen twins, my eldest son, and we've all just decided what we want to do over the four-day break, because unlike you, we can't get together with anyone, so we're going to have to make our own fun.
So what have you come up with?
Well, my ADHD son wants a themed dinner where we can dress up in Mexican outfits or Spanish outfits or whatever food we decide to cook. And a barbecue, so that's on the menu. My daughter wants to learn how to blow eggs and then paint them.
Oh.
And my husband and my elder son want a table tennis tournament. Yeah. And I want lamb on Easter Sunday and an Easter egg hunt.
Oh.
What about you?
Well, this weekend we're staying home, of course, and the shops are shut tomorrow and Sunday and Monday. So I need to stock up today and Saturday, and I've got to pick my moment carefully because obviously I don't want to go. They're very strict about the distancing as you queue to go into the store. So they have marked the floor with sort of 2 meter markers to make sure you don't come close. So it does take a very long time to get into the supermarkets. But the poor Swiss chocolate makers, think of them. Easter, can you imagine, represents the biggest part of their annual income. And all of them are closed and none of them are delivering. So after 4 weeks of no chocolate, that's me personally, I am having to break my fast, not with the handmade Swiss chocolates that I dreamt of, but with several bags of Maltesers. But otherwise, we are home here. We're going to stay put. Cecilia, who has come home from Johns Hopkins University in the US, where she was studying, the source of all medical stats you ever see on television, has lectures that start at 5 or 6 in the evening and go on till sort of 2 in the morning, obviously thanks to the time difference. The good news is that my neighbour has rigged up a training circuit on her terrace. So we go next door at a distance, of course, but we are allowed to see people as long as it's not more than 5, and we go and do press-ups and burpees and hula hooping and skipping. And of course Geneva is right on the lake, so it's very nice and sunny, And I think if as long as you're not with a large bunch of people, if you go in on your own, you can have a little chilly dip, only 10 degrees.
Fantastic. Oh, that is quite cool. Well, that does make me feel hopeful that the end is nigh and that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely.
Was there anything else you wanted to mention about hashtag versus virus, as we haven't got nearly at the end of the show now?
I was very inspired by hashtag versus virus, but I did feel it was slightly outdone. For those who've been listening, the Versus Virus was an initiative to bring together lots of different skill sets online for a 48-hour challenge to come up with some solutions for the coronavirus pandemic. And they range from educational solutions to economic solutions to something as simple as we mentioned as old school, which is helping older people become more tech savvy. Another example was Check the Fact. It was called an app, a simple and reliable app called Check the Fact, to validate news about coronavirus. Because how can you tell a reliable news source from a fake one these days? So if you put the message into the Check the Fact app, it will compare it with reliable news sources, public institutions, expert opinions, and government advisors, and then give you data and evidence, and will establish immediately in the blink of an eye whether it is fake news or not. So everything is executed in real time. So that was a handy example. But as I say, I'm sort of rather impressed with the particle physicists coming up with a ventilator just like that.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, well, that sounds really inspiring and lots of things to look forward to coming into the Easter weekend. And we're going to be back on Tuesday. So that just leaves us to say,
stay safe, stay home, stay humorous, and have a happy Easter.